Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning.
Has rejoined me in the studio this morning. Good morning. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. And as is your method of operation, you left us last Sunday with a puzzle to
think about.
Yes.
Yeah. So we had the Hilbert Hilton, which, as you recall, had an infinite number of hotel rooms all occupied. And how did we know there were an infinite number of hotel rooms? Well, each one had a number on the door, 1, 2, 3, et cetera.
And it just goes on.
Forever and ever. And then up show an infinite number of hog fans that want to fit in, want to have space in their hotel. We know there's an infinite number of them because they have numbers on their hats, 1, 2, 3, and so on.
So the dilemma facing the front desk clerk was, how do you fit all of these infinite number of fans into rooms in a neat, orderly fashion without just telling them, go to the end of the hall and knock on the door?
You can't tell them that because there is no end of the hall.
Right.
Right.
Patrick Marsh sent in the correct answer, and for that, Patrick will get some math cards and some
bamboo brand math stickers.
Right, created by Chaim Goodman Strauss. So congratulations, Patrick Marsh.
So it's actually pretty straightforward, except you have to make an infinite number of phone calls. That's the one little hang-up. But
well, for the desk clerk's sake, we're going to say there's an intercom system, so he can talk to all the infinite checked-in guests
okay.
at once.
So guest number one simply moves to room number two. The guy in room number two moves to room number four. Room number three moves to room number six, 4 to 8, and so forth.
So basically what the front desk clerk is, whatever room you're in, double it and go to that room.
That's exactly right. And that has the effect of leaving open every other room. Room 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and so forth are now empty, and we can fit the hog fans into those.
So the odd number rooms are now left empty.
That's right.
Because 1 has moved to 2, 3 has moved to 6, 5 has moved to 10, and no one's moved into the odd rooms.
Right. So they can fit right in there. And that's really kind of amazing because what that actually shows is that the even numbers, there's as many even numbers as there are counting numbers.
By counting numbers, you mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
and so
seven.
On.
And you're saying there are as many even numbers,
right.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10,
et cetera,
as there are counting numbers.
Right.
But that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it seems like there should be half as many.
Because if I counted right now 1 to 10, mm-hmm. that would be 10 counting numbers.
That's right.
But how many of those are even?
Only 5.
If I counted to 1,000, how many counting numbers?
1,000.
How many? Right. And how many of those are even?
500. Right.
So the margin keeps getting bigger.
That's right. It seems that way. But, you know, we're not really talking about finite collections of numbers. We're talking about infinite collections of numbers. And the big discovery made by Cantor about 125 years ago was that there's a way to talk about it. And even better than that, it's a way that makes sense to any 3-year-old. 3-year-olds already have this figured out.
Well, the 3-year-olds might, but help me out.
Okay. So the way, when you say that there's as many of one thing as another, say pennies and pieces of candy, what you really mean is that you can match them up.
So if we have a selection of candy here and a selection of pennies on this desk table right here.
That's right. Now, how do we know that, if we want to find out, you know, are there as many of this as that? Well, can we match a piece of candy with a penny?
Just drag a penny over to the corresponding piece of candy.
And then another penny and another piece of candy and so on. If we can line them all up, get them to correspond, then that's what we mean. Then there's the same number of them.
But can we do that with counting numbers and even numbers?
Yeah, we sure can. We did
but
it.
But there's an infinite number of... So if I say... I mean, give me... I have the example of 1 to 10.
Right.
But I've got 5 odd numbers in there.
Right. So, well, we have to forget the finite collection.
Okay.
We have to think in terms of an infinite, all the infinity of counting numbers.
Because it never ends.
Never ends. So 1 matches 2, 2 matches 4, 3 matches 6. Every counting number is lined up, matches exactly an even number.
No matter what odd number I give you, what odd counting number I give you, you can give me the corresponding even number.
Or any. Give me any counting number, odd or even, and I'll give you a corresponding even number. Let's just say, 75. I'll tell you 150.
So for every counting number,
there's a corresponding even number, and vice versa. For every even number, there's a corresponding counting number. Just divide by 2.
So they're both infinite sets,
but they have the same size. Now the remarkable thing, the really remarkable thing, is that some infinite sets are differently sized than others, and it's kind of surprising. It's really hard to have any intuition about this at first, and It took a little while for mathematicians to really accept Cantor's idea. There was sort of a bit of controversy at the time, but sooner or later people settled down and it turned out to be one of the really big important discoveries in mathematics at the time. So, for example, there's as many counting numbers as there are even numbers. Turns out there's as many rational numbers
Which are numbers that can be expressed in fractions.
That's right.
So 7/15.
As counting numbers or even numbers.
Because you can...
Well, maybe we should postpone that discussion. Okay. And then, but there are more real numbers. Actually, the real numbers totally outswamp the number of rationals or counting numbers. There's vastly more real numbers.
And real numbers, again, are numbers that cannot be expressed
right.
in fraction, like pi.
Right.
And there are more...
Vastly more.
Wait. So real numbers are an infinite set.
Yeah.
But they're a bigger infinite set.
Huger infinite set.
What I'm trying to get here, Professor, is that you have an infinite set that's bigger than another infinite set?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought infinity just meant, I thought an infinite set was one that would go on. And how can you have one that's bigger than the other?
Well, that's, somehow there's a way of not having them match up. That the there's you can't actually match up the counting numbers with the real numbers. I think we probably are getting close to out of time
okay.
this week, but let's do definitely return to that.
Okay.
That's pretty far out.
If that doesn't keep you up at night.
Okay, well, here's a little puzzle that...
Something else. All right.
That it's sort of a change of topic, but maybe something a little less mind-hurting, you know? So I'm not really sure that this is precisely a mathematics puzzle, but it's a good puzzle. So we're on the Serengeti, say, and we've got two animals, A and B.
Different species of animals?
Yeah, different kinds of animals. And this is a real-world problem. I mean, these could be real animals.
So this is not, there's no trickery involved.
No trickery.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that if A wants to get away from B and has a head start, it's not good enough. B can catch A.
If it's, say, a 20-yard head start.
Say a 20-yard head start.
B can still catch A.
Right. And if we switch the situation where B is a has a 20-yard head start and is trying to get away from A can catch B. Either
okay.
one can come from behind and catch the other one.
So obviously these aren't animals that run at the I was going to say they might run at the same speed, but that wouldn't work, because if they run at the same speed,
one would they just
they'd always
stay
20 yards apart.
And if one were really faster than the other one, then you know, it would on the one hand be able to catch the
right.
other or run away from the other.
Does it matter which animals they are?
There's probably lots of different solutions.
Okay,
here.
But we're not saying it has to be
yeah.
say a camel, and it has to be.
Yeah.
A,
no.
Don't worry. Okay. All right. Don't worry about that.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So send in your answers, and we've got some more Bamboo brand math stickers and some other fun stuff too.
KUAFinfo@uark.edu. That's KUAFinfo@uark.edu. KUAFinfo@uark.edu. Going to give you a 20-yard head start now.
Okay, I'll get going.
I'm Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He visits us regularly on Sunday, Ozarks at Large.